This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
Oh, hey, Adel, it's me, Erin, from Hey Riddle Riddle.
I've never seen you in my life.
Wow, it's been a long time. How have you been, man? You mean
kids?
You...
Kids, get behind me. Kids, get behind me.
No, sorry, kids. Hi, I'm not scary. My name's Erin, and
that's the scariest thing they've ever seen. Why are you making that face and putting your arms like that?
Ah, sorry. Just sort of a panic response.
What remember me? What was your name again?
Erin. We did comedy in Chicago together. And then we did a podcast called Hey Riddle Riddle. I was Momo the Mouse on Magic Tower.
No, those don't ring a bell.
Okay.
Did somebody say comedy in Chicago? Take sunglasses off, throws them away, grabs them
sunglasses.
Real quick. I need these for later.
Oh, hi. Oh, my gosh. How crazy is this? JPC, it's me, Erin, from Hey Riddle Riddle.
Erin? Yeah, let me just make it out to you. Erin, is that two
oh, no,
A's
sorry.
Or an E?
I don't want an autograph.
Sweetie, don't give this woman your autograph. She scared the kids.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. I have to go with what Adel says. Adel, my driver.
I thought you guys were married for a second. Do you guys share these kids?
Well, I drive them around. These are JPC's kids, and I drive them around.
JPC's kids. I sell these kids.
Okay, that's bad.
You're bad. What do you do?
You're bad. What do you do? I don't know where you work.
I was on a Riddle podcast with you. I thought you would maybe remember me. It's only been like 8 months since we've seen each other.
Can you hear yourself? You just combined two words that have never been combined in human history. Riddle podcast?
Well, at this point, every word has been combined with podcast.
Not true. I can do one right now.
Do it.
Malfeasant octopus.
Well, it was good seeing you, okay? So, sorry that you don't remember me.
It was really nice meeting you.
No, seeing me. Not meeting me. Seeing me again. We recorded like 300 episodes of it.
I'll go out on a date with any crazy fan. So, I guess you pick the place, I'll pay for 25%.
My therapist told me to not keep any pictures of you guys, and now I understand why, and now it's going to be hard to prove it. You know what? Oh. Forget it. When I first saw your face, Adel, I thought maybe we'd do a reunion episode after not seeing each other.
Ew.
But if you don't even remember what Hey Riddle Riddle is, I don't know how to help you. Good day, sir, and
Hold
a good
on.
Day to you, sir.
Hold
Takes
on.
Kids, walks away.
Whoa.
Hey, you got to pay for those.
If you're really who you say you are, tell us a riddle.
You think I have a riddle memorized after being on a Riddle podcast for 200 episodes? That would be sensible. And I've never been that, baby. Goodbye.
Wait, no, not even one from the theme song?
She said goodbye like she's driving off, but she just climbed up a ladder.
Oh, a man.
Where are you going to go from here?
You literally can't stop. Start it like this. A doctor was in the operating room, and then someone came in.
Did you just start this with a man?
No, I didn't.
The whole riddle would be off.
Well, hold on.
I didn't.
If he's a man.
There's a song that has this in it. The doctor was the mother.
Mm-hmm.
Dee-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. He stood on a block of ice.
Oh, it's coming back to you.
Da-da-da-da-da. Why does that sound so
Both
familiar?
Both of them were goldfish, I want to say.
Yes.
It was the cabin
of an airplane.
Hey,
Adel.
Did you guys not remember the next line?
No, I don't. That's all I remember. And I think I saw it on an episode of Friends.
We gotta go back. JPC, we gotta go back.
We have to go back.
Back in time to whatever moment made us forget. What? No, we're good. We have to go back and
bang you.
Beg! Come on!
Look.
You guys!
Erin,
you remember
fine, listen,
me!
Erin.
If a fan asks nicely, I'll bang him.
No, thank you.
Aaron, if it makes you feel better, strange lady named Aaron, I'm Adel Rafai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron, and you guys remember me.
Okay, and listen, if you put that microphone in our face while you're holding a gun on us, sure, this is Hey Riddle Riddle, a podcast about riddles. Whatever you want, lady.
We solve riddles. We do lateral thinking puzzles.
Yeah.
We also improvise scenes in between. If that's what you want, if that's the reality you've constructed in your mind, we'll do it.
You're insane and we're your puppets, okay? Is that what you want?
Yeah. That's what I wanted.
It is what you want?
Yeah.
So you need to say thank you?
Thank you.
There we go.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Now we'll do an episode.
Now we'll do an episode.
Thank you. Okay. What do I want to do today? I have all the power. I could do no riddles and I could make fun of one of your sweaters. We could just chat the whole time.
Good luck making fun of this classic blue American Apparel hoodie.
Why?
Good luck.
I think it's time to get rid of that. American Apparel hasn't been a company in many, many years, so that's an old sweatshirt.
Yes, but here's what happens. Right. When American Apparel was going out of business, I really liked their hoodies, and so I bought like one of every color so I would never have to be without.
A perfect hoodie, really, though.
They're all
that's
practically...
That's the one thing they did right.
They did. They did the... I'll tell you this. I tried to buy clothes the other week online, and I gave up maybe after like 30 minutes, which was way too much time. I didn't buy a single thing. Everything is like streetwear now, or it's covered in logos. I do not want your fucking company's logo on the clothes that I wear. Like, it's annoying.
If I can say, when I was in high school, which was in the early 2000s, no, that can't be right. That was when I was in college. When I was in high school from 96 to 2000,
96, here's what I'll say. The early, early 2000s.
Get your story straight.
Here's what I'll say. Everybody would shop at American Eagle, and... American Eagle, if you've never been there, is a store where every inch of clothing is covered in tattered, huge A's and E's. That's all it is. Every single inch of an item will have tattered, weathered, giant A's and E's everywhere. So I think logos have been around for a while. I think that concept has been around for a long, long time.
Yeah. When I was a kid, my favorite hoodie, or I don't really think it was a hoodie, I think it was just a sweatshirt. My favorite sweatshirt that I had was, it just had Gap, like in huge letters across the front. And I loved it. It was so comfortable. But then for like Christmas and like Thanksgiving and stuff, my whole family thought I just loved the Gap. So they would just buy me clothes from the Gap.
No.
And I was like, no, I don't love, that's what made me so mad. I'm like, fuck you, Gap. Like, I just want a comfortable piece of clothing. I don't want to be your little brand ambassador.
When I was in middle school, my absolute favorite shirt was a like skin tight long sleeve, so a nightmare to get on, white t-shirt that was like crew neck, so go all the way up on my neck. It wasn't even a V. And across the chest, it said Abercrombie in pink sparkly letters.
Ooh.
But the shirt was see-through. So how would you brainstorm how to fix that problem if it's 2004? How you fix that problem is you get a white camisole top.
Okay.
And I know if you grew up in that time, you know what the fuck I'm talking about.
The sole of a camel?
A camisole top. And you put it under so you can see the tank top under that.
Yeah.
But then I go, now people can see me wearing a tank top under my favorite shirt. So then I would put a black North Face fleece that I lived in because I didn't want anyone to know I was getting boobs. That was my business and mine alone.
These are my boobs.
So I would, but I just liked knowing that Abercrombie t-shirt was on under it. No one saw it all day, but I wanted the Abercrombie t-shirt. That's how much of a label whore I was.
Label whore.
But why did you put the shirt, the tank top on underneath? Why didn't you put the tank top on over?
It would cover the logo.
Oh, because you wanted the logo.
I needed the logo.
Okay, gotcha.
My logo was essential. Otherwise, it was an unwearable shirt. It was ugly.
Yes. I will say, I used to shop at like American Eagle, Abercrombie & Fitch, Old Navy, some other places. I feel like nowadays it's like REI, some Patagonia, like more...
More places, worth
like stores that have collected... I guess Patagonia is its own brand, but REI has like... 10 different labels underneath it, I guess.
But all these places put their fucking logos all over their shit. Like, nobody, and I get it, because why would they? Like, everybody wants you to know where you got the thing. But, like, they all do it. They all just slap their logos everywhere.
I think, gun to my head, the best logo that I can think of right now off the top of my head, because there's a fucking gun in my face. Thanks, lady who says she's Aaron Keefe. I think, what's like the, is it Izod that has a little alligator? Or no, that's Lacoste. Lacoste? Is that a thing?
Which one's the Polo?
Lacoste? That's Polo.
You guys, this is a podcast from 2010. Not a modern alligator. Reference to be found in the last
when they
five
put
minutes.
The little alligator on the polo or the shirt, that to me is kind of fun. So it's like, one, it's a little animal that's cute. Like, mm-hmm. if there's a little bat on my shirt or something, and it was like Bacardi t-shirt, I'd be like, that's okay. But when it's huge letters or when it's like an obnoxious name or something, I just want to put a cute little symbol. Even like Supreme, I know like Supreme's a big deal nowadays, or maybe it's past its prime. But even Supreme, I'm like, I don't get the appeal. It's just that word plastered on something.
Well, Adel, yes. So we're not supporting any company. Is there a little animal you want me to like do a little cross stitch on your shirts with? You could have the little logo thing, but you're not supporting any company.
Maybe a little prairie dog or a leopard.
That's cute.
Or a camel skin.
You wouldn't do a badger. You really wouldn't do a badger. You're honestly saying that you wouldn't do a badger.
No, Aaron, badger.
It's too late.
Can we make badger clothing?
It's too late. So how was everyone's weekend?
I almost got in a fight. Almost got in a fight with a person cleaning a bathroom, because I was in a public bathroom at a rental car place. And I walked into the bathroom and I had to shit so bad. And
Hurts?
What's I had to shit so bad. Avis.
I had to shit so much it felt like an enterprise.
I'll tell you, I couldn't budget. hold on, I could do. I can probably Alamo. Hold on, I got something in the tank here. Okay.
Something anyway, in the tank. That's one.
But so I shit and I exit the stall. And there's no one else in this restroom because this person is cleaning the restroom and has like pulled this like gate closed across it. So it's like closed it off from other people coming in. But I wear these teeth trays and I have to put my teeth trays back in. So I have to like brush my teeth. So I wash my hair and like I wash my hands and the guy opens the gate. And then I reach into my backpack and I get out my toothbrush and the guy looks at me and he goes, "You got to be fucking kidding me, motherfucker." And under his breath.
What?
And I go. "Excuse me?" And he goes, "I'm sorry." And I go, "Do you have something to say to me?" And he goes, "No, I don't have anything to say to you." And I go, "Good, because I'm going to be a couple of minutes." And I was like, full on ready. I was like, the audacity of like looking at a person and calling them a motherfucker. I was like, for brushing my fucking teeth. I was about to like knock out a grown ass man in a bathroom.
How did it get diffused?
He backed away. I don't think he expected me to say anything because I caught him off because he had like looked away and muttered motherfucker under his breath. And I said, "Do you have something to say to me?" And like I kind of like stepped towards him and he was like, "No, I don't have anything to say." And I was like, "Okay, because I'm going to be a couple of minutes."
Oof.
But I was like, insane for someone to like, I get it. You have to clean the bathroom. But also, you started cleaning the bathroom that a person was in. Like, a person was in here, and you decided, I'm going to shut this place down and, like, just start cleaning it. I was fully, like, I wasn't, like, sneaking around in there. Like, I didn't catch this guy unaware that I was in this bathroom. But I was also like, it's a public bathroom, man. Yeah. Like, people are going to do something here.
It might have been like a grocery store or something, but I've had it where I was like, I had to leave the grocery store and someone had just finished mopping like the entryway, which was also the exit, and I had to walk through it. I tried to like do like a double jump almost, like a track and field double jump. And as I went through, they're like, and I'm like, I don't know.
Where do I go?
Do I crawl up the ceiling? Like, I'm so sorry.
It was wild.
That was in New Mexico?
This was in New Mexico.
Nice. Aaron, how was your weekend? JPC, how was the rest of New Mexico? Anything else? Any other highlights?
No, that was a highlight.
Oh, fine.
Good. Okay.
Aaron, what's going on with your weekend?
Good. I've been seeing a lot of movies lately.
What are their names?
I saw Don't Worry, Darling. I saw The Woman King, which was abso-fucking-lutely amazing. Can't recommend that enough. And then I saw Avatar, the first one.
Oh, I was going to say, is the new one out?
They put the re-release in theaters. I saw that.
I saw the re-release and still a bad movie, but it's very beautiful looking and I had fun watching it. And then I think I want to see Bros this week. And I also want to see see how they run. Really getting those AMC credits.
Oh, when you do the re-release for Avatar, does that count towards its original box office? Because it was like the highest grossing movie of all time. Is it ticking up now?
No, I don't think it counts as its original box office. It's like a re-release because there's some changes in it, I think.
Hmm. Did they took out the sex, the horse tail sex, right?
Mm-hmm. Aww.
Yeah, people are pissed. I saw people online being pissed that they took out the horse tail sex.
I peed right when they were like kissing under the tree. I missed that part and I was like, damn it. Fuck
well, that. I mean, I got excited when I watched that too. I peed a little, I gotta admit.
But it's been nice. I do want to recommend The Woman King because when I left the theater, I was like, I feel like we're seeing something that's going to be played again and again for the next 50 years is like clips of Viola Davis in that movie. It's like you're seeing cinema history unfold. It's the craziest performance in all the supporting cast. It's phenomenal. I don't want to give anything away, but
based on a true story, right?
Yeah.
Inspired by a true story.
Mm-hmm. Are you thinking of Bullet Train?
That's crazy that really happened.
And Adam, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I cannot recall what I did on Saturday, but that's not the point. Sunday, Gemma and I drove to Madison, Wisconsin, Badger capital of the, I have to assume, the world.
Badger, 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 Badger.
Badger, Badger everywhere. Not a drop to drink. And we went to go see one of her musicians that she enjoys, Opio, which I afterwards she was insulted because I was like, that was pretty fun for a techno concert. And she was like, techno? And then she looked it up, and there's a bunch of terms for his music that I did not understand, including glitch hop, which I don't think is a thing.
Okay. But Grandpa Adel doesn't know glitch hop is. Frantically Googles glitch hop, gets confused, gets scared, tries to close my phone, breaks it.
But it was a very fun show, and I will say, as fun as the show was legit, I legit had a good time. But even more so, I was absolutely charmed senseless by Madison, Wisconsin. I thought it was a very cool
town. Madison's a great town.
And we went to a place, we found a bar, restaurant, because a lot of people in the newsletter had recommended a lot of places, but we went on a Sunday, and I cannot stress this enough, 90% of the city was shut down.
Charmed senseless is the name of your autobiography.
Yes, please.
That's so good.
We found this place called Mint Mark, I believe it was, because I looked up Tiki Bar. They didn't have any Tiki Bars, but the first thing that popped up with like Tiki-esque vibes was Mint Mark. Went there, cocktails out of this fucking world, biscuits, absolutely incredible. I wanted to eat a dozen of them. Food, really, really good. So I would highly recommend that. And we have some friends there, Gemma and I do, that we went to the concert with. So we're looking to, that she knows from college. So we're looking to go back sometime.
Oh, fun.
Soon.
Yeah. Did you have any cheese curds while you were in Madison?
We didn't. I thought typically when I go to Wisconsin, I'm going to Milwaukee, and therefore we pass what I think is called the Mars Cheese Castle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If that's the right name. And I almost always stop there and get like a case of Spotted Cow and cheese curds. But we did not see this because we were going to a new city in Wisconsin. So I failed to track any down. But I feel like most gas stations have them.
I was in Madison a few years ago, and I feel like every meal that I had, I just ordered. I was like, hey, some cheese curds? And I didn't even look at the menu. I didn't even have to. Yeah. And they were like, yeah, sure. We went to an Italian restaurant, and I was like, give them some cheese curds? And they were like, absolutely, absolutely. Cheese curds for the beautiful lady.
Can I get three pieces of salmon nigiri and some cheese curds?
Truly? I kid you not, there is a Japanese restaurant in Madison that has cheese curds. There has to be.
I bet you're right.
I want to tell you guys about a concert I went to this past weekend, but I need you to make a promise before I tell you.
Okay.
I need you to reserve judgment.
No.
And I need you to promise you're not going to tease me. And you're going to let me explain why I was there.
Well, hold on a minute. Did you go to Dave Matthews?
No, I ended up not being able to go to that concert, which was devastating. But I would say it's maybe a lateral.
Oh, it's a lateral.
I know. I'd say some people would maybe say it's worse.
Okay, so does OAR still do music?
No, it's a singer-songwriter.
Uh-oh, okay, that's trouble.
So Aaron,
who's on the radio a lot over the last 20 years.
Here's my counter offer to you. If JPC and I can guess who this is within... We each get three guesses, but we have to do them within like a minute.
And you have to say hot or cold.
If we can get it, we do get to judge you and make fun of you, and you still have to tell us.
Okay, fine. But okay, if you I'll don't get it, you can't judge and you can't even make one joke. Not even a joke. Okay.
Hey, that's fine.
Okay.
Michelle Branch.
No.
Hot or cold? Hot or cold?
Medium, like really tepid. Like
okay,
tepid
okay.
to a little bit warm.
Okay.
Hootie. Darius
cold.
Rucker.
Darius Rucker.
Cold.
Yeah, cold. Thank you. Okay, cool.
Ooh, Darius Rucker is cold. Okay. I'll say, well, this wouldn't be make fun of you for this, but I'll say Taylor Swift.
Oh, I mean, that would be incredible. No. Cold.
But hot or cold?
A Fuck. Little bit warm. A little bit warm.
A little bit warm.
Singer-songwriter.
In terms of like on the
Jason
radio.
Jason Mraz.
Oh, that's really good.
So warm. So warm. How? Okay, you have one more guess, JPC, and then Adel, you have two more guesses.
Ooh.
Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Okay, so Jason Mraz is super warm.
Or did we say three total?
No, we said three each. Because okay. Why not? Okay. Why wouldn't I say that? Jason Mraz was warm. Oh, God, what's the other guy? What? Jack Johnson.
Yes.
Yes! Yes!
Yeah! Does he have a song about like he has like a song about like bubbles or something? Isn't that him? He has like a bubble song.
Bubbles. Doesn't he? He sings about blueberry pancakes, right? That's the one.
It's as simple as something as nobody knows it or rather.
Yes.
Okay, let me tell you why I saw him at the Hollywood.
Hold on. I gotta give props. I have to give props to Adel because I
Thank
never
you.
Would have got it without Jason Mraz. Jason
Thank
Mraz was
you.
The perfect lead into Jack Johnson.
Of course. It was teamwork.
This is
we united
teamwork.
To overcome a greater
God,
force.
I feel good. I feel alive.
I have two things to say that are honest. I went because the opening band is Lake Street Dive. Mm-hmm. Which is one of my favorite bands of all time. And I've never
Lake Shore Drive?
No, Lake Street Drive. Lake Street Dive. One of my favorite bands of all time. I had never seen them live. And they were playing the Hollywood Bowl. And I was like, I won't miss that. I don't care who they're opening for.
Sure.
And then I was like, and then I'll get a little high and watch some Jack Johnson as dessert. But
Jack Johnson played the Hollywood Bowl?
Mm-hmm. And a lot of his friends from growing up were there. And he was really sweet about it. Can I say something?
Yes.
I was dazzled. I went in with no expectations. I thought he was very charming, and I thought he was a really good musician. I was pretty dazzled. Cares about the environment. I don't know, man. Maybe he's good. Yes. Did I leave 40 minutes after he started playing and I missed two-thirds of his concert? Of course. Yeah. But I was pretty dazzled.
There is something about live music that I can see a live show and just be really entertained by it and then listen to that artist like later and be like, oh, nope, you're not for me. But the live show, I liked a lot.
My sister before I went was like, Aaron, I can't even listen to one of his songs. I like fall asleep when I'm listening to his songs. He's so boring. And I sent her a video of going like panning the whole crowd. And I was like, do they look bored to you? And it's like the most stoic, bored looking crowd.
It's just a haze of weed smoke. There's an era in my sister's life where she was going to Southern Illinois University in Carbondale, Illinois.
Carburetors.
Go Salukis. And she... So I think that's like, there's a lot of like hippie-ish, crunchy people down there.
Okay.
So she fell in with that kind of music. So I remember visiting her, I think I was still in high school, and she was like, you got to listen to these bands. And it was Fish, G-Love and the Special Sauce, Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals, and Jack Johnson. And I remember being like, oh, sweet. And then I drove home and I was like, I will never listen to any of these musicians again.
I'll tell you what, Aaron, as funny as I think it is to go to a Jack Johnson concert, I don't think I would ever go to a Jack Johnson concert unless it was like free and the terrorists had my daughter or something.
But what
like
if
that.
Lake Street Dive was opening and they are insanely good, like life-changingly good?
If there was a band that was opening, I would probably stay for a little while to watch Jack Johnson if there was a band I really liked that was opening. But I will say this, Aaron, if Jason Mraz did a concert, the people are like, you want to go to this Jason Mraz concert? I'd be like, I'll move everything. I'll cancel everything. I'm going to record. I'll move heaven and earth.
I won't go to my own wedding.
I will worry my life away. I'd be there, man.
Aaron, I can't.
I'm just a curbside prophet with my hand in my pocket and I'm waiting for my rocket to come. Jason
JPC,
Mraz,
you're about to get Jason Mraz concert tickets for Christmas. Do you really want to play this game?
Are you a Mraz
tell him how serious I am.
Look, I've
Aaron
listened
is
to,
serious.
I listened to one Jason Mraz album 20 years ago, and I'm a fan, so sign me up.
Yeah, I got to say, Aaron, I'd love to make fun of you, but as someone who was third row for Lifehouse, Third Eye Blind, and Fuel, I feel like I can't do so. I was also front row for Taylor Swift and Katy Perry.
That's cool.
But I will say, those were both like spectacles, and I legit love Taylor Swift.
Do you have a most embarrassing band that you've seen live?
It might be Lifehouse.
Lifehouse. That's.
I'm hanging by a moment here with you.
I remember this. This probably doesn't even count, but I was at Warped Tour 1 year, and the band
How
The
warped
Used
was it?
It was pretty warped. You guys know The Used? I don't even remember what song they said.
I know the name.
Just
but
quick
I can't
time
think
out, just for our listeners. The back half of this episode is going to be riddle heavy, so just relax.
No,
I promise.
Oh yeah, I forgot. No, I forgot about the podcast. I saw The Used, and they were like doing their set, and there was like 15 minutes later, another band was up opening on another stage, and I just remember at one point they finished a song, and the lead singer goes, "We are the fucking Used," and a guy in the audience very loud goes, "Who cares?"
That's a hero.
It was very
That's
funny.
That's a hero. That's outstanding.
So these
Aaron,
riddles.
Do you have a most embarrassing?
Maybe Derek Johnson, but I was dazzled by him. I don't know. I think that maybe all of them are embarrassing or none of them. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I thought of my most embarrassing.
Please. What?
Which was when I was in high school, maybe a sophomore in high school. I went to go see, because I really enjoyed Busta Rhymes, and he was opening for Puff Daddy and the Family. And so I saw Puff Daddy and the Family, which included Lil' Kim and Mace, and they're all fine. Puff Daddy is very bad. Very bad performer, very bad singer, very, very lacking in terms of exciting stage presence. So that was very embarrassing. Humiliating. I was humiliated for him. But he seems to be doing well.
Yeah, rap shows are hard live. Like, unless there's like a lot of really good production value.
Yeah,
like,
but Busta Rhymes is incredible.
Yeah. You have to be, I don't know, like just the people that have like a DJ press a button and it's like, it doesn't really work. All right, Aaron, I'll do a riddle.
You'll humor
so
your riddles.
So we're going to do all of these ones before the break. So we got to move quick.
Yes.
All right. So these are from my friend, Charlie. Yeah. He went to like a Jeopardy trivia night at Guthrie's, the bar in Chicago. Definitely one of my favorite bars ever. He took a photo of a certain kind of trivia question that they had to do, or like a lateral thinking puzzle that they have to do. And it's way up our alley. We've done stuff like this before. And I thought it was really sweet that he thought to send this to us because he listens. He knows. He knows we're limping.
Thank you,
desperate for a riddle. Okay, so.
What, did he listen to the first 25 minutes of this episode?
Yeah, he somehow listened to the first 25 minutes of this. Knew we needed a lot of help. Charlie, will you tell me, actually, Charlie, if you're listening, please. Tell me if you think it's embarrassing that I'm seeing Jack Johnson, because he'll be honest with me. He's a very earnest person. So maybe he'll say it's super embarrassing. Maybe he'll say it's not.
And just Charlie.
How do you know?
I don't want to hear from anyone else. How do I know him?
Yeah.
College. Okay. He's from Cincinnati, though.
Okay. Then he'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's nice. He's not
Cincinnati
a bad
honest.
Person. He's
he'll
Cincinnati,
be Cincinnati
honest.
That's honest with 3 pounds of fucking shredded cheese poured on top.
It's a chilly response.
Oh, brother. Okay. His wife, Erica, is going to like that one. Charlie, show this part to Erica.
I like chilly response. I like the two. It's the same joke.
Same spirit. Okay. These are called before and after, and it's like the Jeopardy thing where it combines. It's two questions and basically, you get it. Okay.
I'm in the zone.
AutoZone.
The three colors of the U.S. flag that are a sure bet for market investors.
Red, white, and blue chip?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You got it.
Okay.
Contact sport that allows striking, kicking, grappling, pottery, and needlework.
UFC. Wait.
Contact sport that involves what?
Grappling? That allows striking, kicking, grappling, and then this is sort of the second half, pottery and needlework.
UFC, Crate and Barrel. UFC. Is UFC right?
No.
MMA.
Yep.
Okay.
But then you need to say the whole thing out because then that's going to help you.
Mixed martial arts and crafts?
Yeah.
Mixed martial arts and crafts.
Is that
good? Gotcha. That's
good.
Like
these?
Good.
I thought you would.
Yeah,
I like these a lot.
Pro free market movement that emerged in 2009 as a hit with the line, a Jay-Z song was on.
That's So I put my hands.
That's
up.
Party in the USA.
Yes. But,
yeah. So what's the party?
Oh. Party? That's no. It's the
their nightmares.
Their tea party in the USA. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Everyone's favorite. Sorry, I don't know if you guys know this, but JPC is a huge member of the Tea Party. It's a big part of his personality, as you can probably guess by the way he talks on the show. He loves.
He goes
the
to
tea
Boston
party.
Weekly.
I am a libertarian. I believe that libraries should regulate themselves.
And I'm a libertarian. I wish I was born in
late September. Mid October.
I'm a Joe Lieberman-itarian.
Alaska fishing TV show that tries to create popular expressions like "it's not rocket science."
The world's deadliest catch me outside. What's the last part?
That tries to create popular expressions.
Catchphrase.
Like,
the world's deadliest catchphrase.
Yeah.
Hell yeah!
Nice.
And I looked up how to say this word, and Google gave me two answers. The piscine. Term for someone not in his element who is beneath.
Pissing.
Thank you.
He said it so I didn't have to.
Beneath the Veronzo Narrows.
What the?
Poseidon
I don't
term
understand.
For someone not in his element who is beneath the Veronzo Narrows.
Hey, this has two words in it that I wouldn't know how to
Pissing,
pronounce. So.
Poseidon, it means like water animal. So what's a water animal?
There's a lot of them, Aaron.
Yeah, but the most common, like
fish?
A big,
fish.
Yes.
So
and
fish.
So it's like a saying at the end. So it's like fish, blank,
fish,
blank.
Oh, fish me if you can.
No.
Fish me if you can.
So what's a structure that goes over water?
A bridge.
Mm-hmm. So okay. Combine
fish
a
bridge.
Phrase that has fish at the beginning and then with another phrase that has bridge at the end.
If you teach a fish to bridge, if you teach a fish to play bridge,
yeah, fish, teach him
you
into
can't
blank,
lead them
blank,
to water.
Blank, wait, fish, blank, 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 bridge. It's two phrases.
Oh no, and.
I'm sorry to say you're shooting blanks.
Fish, blank, 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 bridge.
What's the saying for someone not in their element? Term for someone
fish
not in their
out
element.
Of water under the bridge.
Yes.
Okay.
Was that so hard? We're going on a break. We'll be back in a minute. GPC Adel, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from... not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave. All right, well, look, I didn't want to do this while we were on a break because I didn't want to do this before break because I know we had a hustle there, but I do want to see a scene. We are going to go back. This is a mixed martial arts fight. Aaron, you're going to be playing an MMA artist. Adel, there's been some sort of mix-up. You thought you were entering into an arts and crafts competition, and now you two are in the octagon? Let's just say that that's a thing with MMA. You are in the octagon together.
Hello.
All right, let's have a clean fight out there, okay? I am going to kick your ass, though.
Well, I like to keep a clean space, but I don't want to fight anyone.
All right,
my name
ref, count us
is
in.
Greg.
Okay, and, just so we know, there's no rules because I'm reffing tonight and I'm going through some shit like a divorce and I'm just canceling all rules. Okay, so do both combatants agree that they are ready to fight?
Yes.
Can I just say I love no rules because that way we can use woods, we can use paints.
Hold on, hold on, no. No foreign objects. That's the way it's in. If it's in the octagon, oh, you brought wood and paint into the octagon.
And I have tacks and nails as well.
All right, I guess. Are you okay
sick,
with this?
Sick, man. You're sick.
Are you okay with this? I got to get both people to agree.
Yeah, I guess we're fighting dirty then.
Well, I don't know. If we're fighting,
all right, both agree? All right, and fight.
So,
and
what I thought to do first.
Big punch in the face.
Ow.
Kick to the head.
Ow.
Punch, kick, punch.
Why are you screaming?
All right, break it up. Okay, all right, do you
what
still want to continue?
Fuck?
Do you still want to continue?
Of course.
That's who I'm talking to. All right, let's go.
Wait, hold on. Can I have five seconds?
Five seconds.
Okay, takes my craft rope and wraps it around fists and knuckles.
Interesting.
Dips it in glue. Grabs some glass that I was going to use for a collage. Breaks glass, dips the glue with the rope fist in the glass. I'm ready.
And time.
Nope, I still don't know how to fight. Ow.
Wait, I like your little rope thing you made. It's kind of
cool.
My bell? Yeah, I like it. With the glass?
Thank you. Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you. You know, I usually will take like a terrarium.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just put in some different
Punch. Dude, are you trying to call your ex-wife? Stop.
No, I'm not trying to. Anyway, if this is Domino's, I got the wrong number, so don't send me the pizzas. Lisa, I'm so sorry. If you're listening, I've made a big mistake, and I
Same.
Just wanted to.
Great. Okay.
Great.
These are from Keegan, longtime listener, first time caller, Keegan.
Okay.
A fresh new riddle. Are we ready? Just one.
Yeah.
One, Keegan.
Okay.
I appear once a week, yet twice a day. In virtue and sin is where I stay. And it's through a meal a cat could slay. What am I?
Once a week, but twice a day.
I think that's going to be the most helpful hint. Maybe.
Oh,
I don't know.
Man.
What letter appears twice in the word day?
Well, obviously A.
No.
Yeah, I spelled day. Day time. Once a week, but twice a day.
And a cat will slay? It's a meal a cat would slay?
Hmm.
Well, yeah,
a mouse is like, a mouse is.
And it's
a
through
is,
a meal a cat I could slay. And it's through a meal a cat I could slay.
What? So you're killing a cat?
You're cat using, you're poisoning slay. Cat food. You're, okay, so what occurs once a week? Well, once a week I eat poison cat food. I mean,
is it a crazy person?
The teens in this neighborhood, they're going to trick me.
Absolutely.
I will say that the, and through a meal a cat I could slay is the most confusing hint that
gotcha.
I would say disregard it for now and then appreciate later how it fits.
Can we hear the first part again?
I appear once a week, yet twice a day, and virtue and sin is where I stay. So I'd say the sin part and then the I appear once a week and yet twice a day are the two most helpful hints.
Virtue and sin.
Is it like my Amazon packages?
Wait, so virtue and sin, what is the virtue and sin line, Aaron?
In virtue and sin is where I stay.
Virtue and sin is where
I stay. So virtue and sin, they both have I's in them.
Yeah, it's not a letter.
Fuck. Well, okay, because I was already onto like eyes as like eyeballs and like maybe there's something right there.
Okay, so virtue and sin both exist in the church. Church happens once a week on Sunday.
Yeah, but think more about sin.
Oh, okay.
Think about
there's
sin.
Seven deadly sins.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There
Let's
is.
Go through them.
There is, Adol.
I think one of them is.
Doesn't matter what they are.
Once in a week is seven. Two in a day is seven. There's seven sins.
Seven.
It's got to be seven.
It is. The answer is the number seven because there's only 7 days in a week and it's 7 o'clock twice a day. There's seven deadly sins and seven heavenly virtues.
Did
and
not
because,
know that.
And this is the hard part, because the why are the other numbers afraid of seven? Because seven, eight, nine
cats.
Joke and the joke.
Cats wait, have nine lives.
Yeah. And then mm-hmm. the cat with nine lives would be slain.
All right, I do want to see a scene. This is going to be a sequel to the horror thriller film Seven. Mm-hmm. But this is the sequel Seven, except this one stands for the seven virtues, and it's a killer. It's a killer, just not killing seven people.
All right, hands up. It's me. Anyone but Kevin Spacey.
I forgot he was.
I'm anyone but him. Listen. You're going to jail. No, I'm sorry. You're not going to jail because we didn't find anything.
Am I Brad Pitt in this?
Okay.
I'm just asking.
You could be Brad Pitt. You could be Morgan Freeman. You cannot be Gwyneth Paltrow.
Cut. Yeah. Let's have nobody be Morgan Freeman. And action.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
We finally caught you after you did the chastity virtue, the faith virtue, the good works, sobriety, patience, and humility. There's one more that you have to do.
Why are you on your phone?
I'm sorry. I'm getting a text from my son. He
Let me
said
see this.
His baseball game went well. That's
Google
good.
Search results for the seven virtues. Well, two can play at that game. Let me pull up this.
I'm Morgan Freeman.
Cut.
What?
Cut. Look, I'm an easy director, okay? I don't make you learn the script. I don't make you show up to set in costume. I let you refer to yourself as your actor's name.
Are you on your phone right now?
No, I'm just, my son just finished his soccer game and
let me see that.
Oh, man.
How to be a good director. Are you serious?
I was just doing what it told, everything it said not to do, I was doing.
You misspelled. It said how to be a good dictator is what you put in.
Okay. Wait a second. Hold on. Let me see your phone.
Oh, I just
how to correct
up the cast.
People's spelling.
Yep.
See.
Honestly, so much of adult life is just Googling the next thing. Yeah. Like trying to figure out what is going on here.
It's funny, as Aaron was listing everything, I was like, holy shit, Aaron knows the seven virtues. And then I saw her eyes going up and I was like, wait a minute.
You saw nothing. See? You didn't see a thing.
Wait, are the seven virtues? Those suck. It's like chastity and sobriety.
Being boring.
These suck.
So wait, these are dictated by the Bible or what?
Yeah, one of them I don't know what it means. Hold on. Let me read them to you.
The word?
Chastity, faith, good works, concord, sobriety, patience, humility.
I think that's grape juice.
Yeah, those also just sound like popular baby names from 2015. Chastity, faith, humility, hilaria.
This is my daughter, Concord.
What's Concord? What is that?
It's a type of grape.
It's a type of plane, too, I believe. It's the size of a plane. A Concord jet? That's something, right?
What does that mean?
Let's break it down. A chord. What is that? Musical. A con. That's like a confidence man.
Con.
So this is like the lie behind a musical instrument.
I guess it's harmony.
Oh, I was close.
Embodies agreement in society.
And Aaron, I don't know if you know this. This is kind of a well-kept secret. But
what's up?
David played a secret chord, Concord, and it did please the Lord, the con Lord.
Don't stop.
Keep singing. Finish it.
But
you don't really care for music, do you?
Oh, God, this sounds like one of the Patreon episodes.
Jeff Buckley version, not the Leonard Cohen.
JPZ, can you say some of the lyrics to that in the way that you would read them on a Patreon
episode? Can I do it off the dome? Let's see. I do know that the... Okay, well, just cut this part out. Let me grab him real quick. Now, I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor falls, the major lifts, the baffled king, composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. These are bathing on the roof.
Buzz.
Beauty in the
Buzz.
Oh, Adel?
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. All grace to God.
And Arnie, can you accompany that, please, for us? Thank you, Arnie. Okay, so these are from Daniel.
The tiger?
Okay. Thought of this while I was bored at work. Thought it would make a good warm-up riddle. Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
More contagious than the common cold. Just the sound of my name is enough to make me appear. If you think I'm coming for you, it's already too late to see me.
Beetlejuice.
COVID.
No.
Beetlejuice.
No. No to both. Great guesses, though.
It's not Beetlejuice and it's not COVID. Is it more contagious than the common cold? Oh.
Yes.
Is it a yawn?
It is a yawn.
Yes.
And I would like to see a scene.
Wait a minute, Aaron. Mm-hmm. Did you just read his Jack Johnson lyrics?
It's as simple as something that nobody knows. Her eyes are as big as her bubbly toeses.
Christ.
Wait, does Jack
what's up?
That just sounds like Dr. Seuss lyrics.
Oh, it might be. Sorry.
Truly, yeah, he's truly on mushrooms reading Dr. Seuss, and he's like, I'm a musician.
I would like to see a scene.
Oh, yes. Please.
You are in the new big horror movie together, and it's like what is it called? Like The Mist or something? One of those ones where you like pass a curse from one person to another, basically.
Got it.
Oh,
but in this movie, it's the yawn.
Okay. Jeremy. Lock the door.
The door's locked. Okay.
Sorry.
Nobody's getting in here. No one's getting in here.
I had to bust in here. I know we haven't talked in a while. I know that we broke up a while ago. But listen, you have to help me. You have to let me fall asleep.
What?
Don't let me not fall asleep. I know the wording is strange on that.
Don't let me not.
If I get tired, you know what starts to happen.
I'm a wrestler. You gotta. You can't. Don't let me not fall.
Wrestle with the syntax, Jeremy.
Do you have a concussion?
No.
Okay, because then I should keep you awake.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm saying, what happens when you? Oh no, Jeremy, kill me, Jeremy, kill me.
Wait, I'm not gonna kill you, Beth. She fell asleep. Oh my God, there's no pulse. She's dead. Oh my God. That was pretty sleepy.
Honey, it's me, Mom. I'm at the door. Do not yawn. Don't yawn.
I didn't yawn, Mom. I felt one coming on, and I sucked it back. Like, I kept, like, keeping it a sneeze.
Hey, but
I feel
like that we're talking about it, sorry you get me. It's killed everyone. Everyone's dead. Just don't yawn.
Sorry, this was Adeline. Sorry.
I'm sorry, Mom. I think the boom mic guy just yawned. This is so unprofessional. Is anyone going to say something?
Can I cut?
Sorry, cut? Sorry, boom mic guy? Adel, you said your name is?
Yeah,
you can't call cut.
I don't think I can work on this movie.
I'm reading this on my phone, and it says that only the director can call cut.
How to be a good dictator.
Come on. I got to get spell check for this.
See.
How do you get spell check for a phone?
Okay, craft service cut. We call a cut right now. You just say the name of your job before you say cut. Okay, great. Thank you, Daniel.
We're doing a craft service cut. Every actor looks hungry.
Truly, this has fucked me up now.
Dude, that's the next one after Smile. Oh. It's going to be Yawn.
All right.
Oh, I love that. Did you both see their promotion? Their, what do you call it, viral marketing?
No.
Aaron, have you seen this?
Mm-hmm.
So what Smile did, the new horror movie where everyone smiles if they're, I don't know, cursed or whatever.
Sure.
They went to like sporting events and they sat, like one woman I think sat behind like home plate or like front row or something. But the cameraman would cut to her, and she's just staring straight ahead, non-blinking, smiling real huge, and nobody knew what was going on, and then eventually it got leaked that these were all people who were hired for viral marketing, but I thought it was really effective, because everyone's like, all these people at different sporting events across the U.S. are like being really weird, and then it turned out it was that. I think it was kind of fun.
Yeah, the one place that I would love to be really weird is at a sporting event, because there's nobody who's drunk and angry there. And drunk and angry and doesn't really love outsiders being weird.
Yeah,
that's the perfect place for that.
That's fair. All right, you convinced me I hate it.
the viral marketing team for Smile is like, hell yeah, really great reactions. People are really loving it. It's like, one guy is in a coma, and it's like, okay, cool, let's all shut down shop. Everybody burn all the records. Start shredding documents, people.
Last riddle, I think, for the day, maybe. Okay. I don't know yet. But this riddle comes with a very sweet story.
Hmm.
And I'm going to read it. I don't care what you guys say.
Cool. No, please read it.
This is from Zia. I'm like, I don't care what you guys say. And you're like, that sounds nice. And I'm
That's
like, don't try to stop me, please.
I love the story. I'm cozy as fuck right now.
Aaron, you don't have to be defiant. We support
okay.
you.
All right. Well, guess what? I'm doing it anyway at all. Okay. So this comes from Zia with her boyfriend, Nick. Okay. This, hello, Clue Crew. That's us. I was just listening to a recent episode of your podcast where a fan invited you to their wedding and you all debated actually showing up. I was inspired to write you and let you know that Hey Riddle Riddle is indirectly responsible for my wonderful relationship. We all think we're a god, so this is very good for the three of our egos.
One god.
Yeah. My name is Zia. Feel free to use my name. And your podcast brought me and my boyfriend together. We met on a dating app called Hinge, where my profile included the prompt, "The dorkiest thing about me is," with my answer being, I created my own original riddles to submit to a riddle podcast that I love.
Yeah.
I'm I'd like to argue. On Unhinged. An app for chaos.
I will say the two.
Hold on, that's not true.
That.
No, that's not true. We both met on Unhung.
You too? Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too. We're both out here.
And also, I don't think that's very dorky. I think a riddle podcast is cool. Anyways.
Come on, Aaron. Come on. Daddle, come on.
The very first message he ever sent was asking me if he could hear one of those riddles. And to my surprise and delight, he immediately set to work on figuring out the answer.
My man is down bad. If he's asking for a riddle, he is fucked.
He's like, fuck, this is what I got to play along with? All right.
You got this, dude. If he's asking for a riddle, he is done.
He eventually got it right with only minimal hints from me. In fairness, it's kind of a hard riddle.
Okay.
It's been 18 months since those first messages, and we're over the moon for each other. Mm, not only is he smart, kind, and funny, and supportive, I get to tell people that when we met, he had to solve a riddle for my hand in dating. Cute.
Aww.
That's nice.
We're currently long distance while I finish my social work master's program, but when we do get to see each other on the weekends, we frequently find time to listen to an episode of Hey Riddle Riddle or watch a live stream on your Patreon. We love JPC's wit, Aaron's warmth, and Adel's unbridled dad energy. Thanks for creating a podcast chaotic enough that loving it became a noteworthy quirk that piqued my partner's interest. And then here's the riddle below.
And this is the riddle that piqued the partner?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, okay. Well, so now we all get to see if we could have done it better.
Exactly. This is why I read the whole thing. Now, let's see if any of us can win you away from Nick, right, Zia? That's sort of that's what we're going to decide to do.
Hey, Nick, I don't even want it, but dead man walking. You're done, my motherfucker. I'm coming for you. I'm coming for your neck, Nick.
Nick, I'm going to kick your ass. Even though I already can see the answer to the riddle, I'm still going to kick your ass. All right. First a flower, then an egg. Pink to green to brown. I start out looking nothing like the way I'm mostly found. Eat me, drink me, but beware of poison I foretell. Not by sight or touch or taste, but the gifted few can smell.
Aaron, if you keep reading Jack Johnson lyrics, I am walking away from the show.
Upside down, I never noticed and it can't be found.
Damn, Aaron, I never
thought
I'd say this on the podcast, but this shit's just too hard. I got to give it up to my man, Nick. Nick, you're a king.
Lock it down, Nick.
You dropped your crown so fast.
You dropped your crown, Nick. Now, do the honorable thing and put a ring on that finger. You're the riddle master.
A dating ring, please. A dating ring. They said they got their hand in dating,
yeah,
which I've never heard that term.
It's stinkier than an egg or something. What,
Aaron, can you read it again?
Mm-hmm, I can.
Or sing it.
Oh, first a flower, then an egg, pink to green to brown. I start out looking nothing like the way I'm mostly
found. First a flower, then an egg, pink to green to brown.
Pink to green to brown.
It's not a literal egg.
Oh, it's an Easter egg.
Oh, so it's like you know, what's
pastels, like pink to brown's not a pastel.
Oh, right? I was thinking it's like a Florence Pugh in an episode of the background of the soccer show with Jason Sudeikis. What the fuck?
Ted Lasso?
Yeah, Florence Pugh was Easter egg in a Ted Lasso episode.
I thought that got cut.
Well, it did, but she was dating Zach Braff at the time, and they got
make
a
banana pancakes.
Like
so hold on, flour to egg, pink to green to brown. What does that?
I start out looking. Yeah, so this is. Let me just let you know what's going to be helpful here. The second thing. So this part, I don't think is going to be very helpful. I start out looking nothing like the way I'm mostly found. This is not going to help you. I just know it's not.
But pink to green to brown is like a watermelon, right? That's pink, green, brown. It's something like that.
No, yeah, that's in it. It's not pink, green, and brown all at once. It starts pink, and then it's green, and then it's brown. The whole thing.
Okay.
Eat me, drink me, but beware of poison I foretell.
Eat me, drink
it's something
me.
That you
that's
can
Alice
turn,
in Wonderland.
Yeah, it's interest. It's not. It's not a juice that you're drinking when you drink it.
Wait, what? It's
name different types of beverages.
Soda.
Beer.
Not that.
Wine.
Not that.
Water.
Not that. Not that.
Energy drinks.
Beverage. Oh, like a monster.
Martinis.
No.
Beers.
Going.
Wines. Rosé.
Not alcoholic.
Not alcoholic. Mocktails.
Mocktails.
You don't really. You don't
smoothies. Malts,
often drink
shakes.
It. It can be in a smoothie.
It can be in a smoothie?
Mm-hmm.
Ice cream.
Fruit.
No,
fruit
it's juice. A drink. It's not juice.
But it can be in smoothie. Boba tea.
Bitters.
Thai tea. Coffee.
People don't usually, unless you're a kid, drink this on its own.
Coffee.
Or a Sean.
Sugar. Squeeze
milk.
It. Capri Sun.
It's
milk?
A certain type of milk that's made from something.
Strawberry milk?
Wait, no, it's not. It's made from something that
goat
isn't.
Milk?
Milk.
When you're at a fancy coffee shop.
Yeah. Soy milk. Oat milk.
Oat milk.
Egg milk.
Keep going.
Almond
cow milk.
Chicken
almond
milk.
Almond milk. It's an almond. Nick, you have won fair and square. You
pink
deserve
to green
Zia's
to brown?
Love.
Almond
oh.
be almond yeah. my milk.
Okay, Casey, can we have the new voicemail theme, please?
1-805-RIDDLE-1. Hey, hey, riddle, voicemail.
Hey Riddle Riddle is not held responsible for any physical injury, mental disturbance, or emotional turmoil that may occur during the recording or replaying of these messages. Thanks for calling.
Hey, 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 Riddle Riddle voicemail.
That rolled.
Wow.
Wow. Thank you, Beck Lynn, for that voicemail submission. I also love, Casey, I don't know how you feel about this. Beck, she also put the little beep sound in, so you don't even got to do your fucking beep.
We don't need your dumbass anymore.
No, Casey, don't go.
No, Casey, we need you. We need you.
Okay, Casey, it was a joke.
Dumbass. We need you, dumbass.
That was amazing.
That's great.
All right, very cool. Can we hear a voicemail, Casey?
Hey guys, my name is Aiden. I'm a big fan of the show. I've been listening since 2019. I'm here at work right now, alone on the job site. I work construction. I renovate homes for a living. You guys wanted advice. So the best advice I have, you can plunge out your sink. You don't have to just use a plunger on a toilet. You can use a plunger on a drain, any drain. It'll clear it out. Don't stick stuff down your drain to try and clear it. It's not the best way to do it. If you're going to do that, just call a plumber instead. All right, guys. Have a good one.
Okay, Aiden, this is exactly what I'm talking about. This is what I wanted.
So hold on.
Wait.
This guy just happened to know that I shit in my sink?
Yeah, but
Adel,
first of all, I don't even do it much anymore. Second of all, it probably all the stuff I did from before is probably all biodegraded by now.
Don't listen to them, Aiden. Thank you. I love that. Also, Aiden, do you want to start an HGTV show where we fix up houses together?
Okay, sounds like Aiden fixes up the house.
Oh, well, I'm there too for morals.
Can we start a show where, Aaron, we go in and we make fun of houses?
I love that idea. Do you think a lot of people will offer up their house?
Here's a very quick story. Most times we go to New York, Gemma and I, we stay with her brother, Max, and his partner, Jen, who live in somewhere, like not Chelsea, but somewhere in lower Manhattan. Anyway, I'm staying at their place one time, and I feel like I have like food poisoning or something, so I have to go to the bathroom pretty bad. Go to the bathroom, go to flush the toilet, doesn't flush. Look around the bathroom, no plunger. I'm horrified. I finish doing what I need to do. I head out down to
siphoning out all the poop with your mouth.
No, but I head outside and I start going to store to store to store. It's like 2 a.m. or something. No store has a plunger. Finally, I find one place that has a plunger, but it's like not a full on plunger. It's like a tinier plunger. I take it to the front and they're like, plunger, price check on a plunger. And I'm like, please keep your voice down. They're like, what are you embarrassed? Anyway, I bring it back, unclog the toilet. Next morning, I was like, do you guys not have a plunger? And he goes, why? No, we don't have a plunger. Why? What happened? I go, I had to go buy one because I clogged your toilet. And I go, how do you not have a plunger? And he goes, well, we've never clogged our toilet. And I was like, well, fuck me, I guess. That's insane.
No.
It's still insane not to have one in the house. Because yes. A plunger is one of the things where if you need it, you absolutely have to have it. Yes. Like,
but I thought that it's almost like being like, do you have an EpiPen? And it's like, no, I've never been stung by a bee. And it's like, but you're allergic to bees?
That's, I'm on your side. That's truly wild.
No, yeah, I'm quick, so on your side there.
Quick
but
plunger
I was
check.
Mortified.
Do you guys have a plunger in your house?
Multiple.
Multiple.
Present
multiple.
And accounted for.
I've got multiple plungers. And now I might have one that's just for sinks, baby. I might just be plunging sinks.
A sunger. Or plink. A plink? No, that's...
See, more like that. Wait.
So thank you, Aiden. And Aiden's advice, Aiden. Again, was to shit in your sink.
No, that wasn't it. Let's hear another one.
Hi, hey, Riddle Riddle. I love your podcast. And your Ren Faire Patreon episode brought me back to when I went to see the Duke and Duchess's improv relationship advice show at the New Jersey Ren Faire. It was super fun. And when they got to the portion of the show where they take audience questions and I asked, how do you know if someone is the one? The Duke stopped all jokes and started giving me sincere advice, which was perfectly good, but I was not expecting it. I was hoping you three improvisers could share any insight as to why that happened. My vibe, bad question. I don't know. Okay, thanks. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Here's my impression of the New Jersey Ren Fair. Hey, welcome to the Ren Fair. I'm a fucking duke and shit.
You're not a duke of nothing. Duke, dookie in the toilet. This guy don't clean it up.
Yeah, I got to go to the tannery. Oh, hey. So the question was, how do you know if someone's the one?
And no,
so,
the question is not how do you know if someone's the one.
But
the question is, why did this person give me such a sincere answer? What is it about me that made me get that answer?
I see. So
let's be honest. He was talking to himself.
Yeah.
He needed actual sincere advice in that moment. Mm-hmm. And he needed to hear himself say that out loud. I wish that he had given a funny answer to you. That's what you paid for. That's what you deserved. But sometimes people are so in their own shit, they just got to hear themselves say something out loud. I've done it before. JPC's smirking in a it takes one to know one kind of way.
For sure.
That's my two cents on it. Adel?
Here's what I think. The first thing that pops into my head is that there's sometimes questions that catch someone so off guard that they can't help but be like, oh, I want to be... Because it's like that's a pretty big question. Like, who are you going to spend the rest of your life with? How do I find the one? How do I know someone's the one? And I know that a few weeks ago when we did our New York live show during Hey Relationship Relationship, Aaron, I feel like you gave someone legit advice amongst the chaos of whatever else was going on.
How do you know, or why do you think I said what I just said? I lived it recently. Duke.
But I don't think it has anything, it's not a knock against you. I think sometimes... it can just hit someone of like, oh, this seems like a pretty sincere, big question. So I don't want to like treat it lightly just in case.
Yeah, we talked about that backstage is it's hard to get those questions in person because some of them are so genuine and so earnest that it feels bad and shitty for all three of us to make a joke about it. The right pattern is joke, sincere, because otherwise it would just feel like us bullying the sweet people who showed up to our show.
And here's what I will say, caller. Thank you so much for your question. I don't know you. I don't know you from Eve. But what I will say is the most common culprit. And again, I don't know you. But what I will say is eyes, bangs, shoes, and then vibe. Those are probably the culprits for you. So just investigate what those are about you and maybe try to change one or two of them.
Also, is that Duke single?
Yeah, he is now. Oh. Is he single? Yeah, you can take him.
Get the fuck out of here.
You can keep him.
Well, as always, please call in and leave a voicemail. These are a blast to listen to. If you have any good advice for us, we'd love to hear it. Any questions for us, we'd love to answer them, sometimes sincerely.
And if you
want to
submit
to plug
a theme, and if you want to submit a theme, you can always send that to hrrpodcast@gmail.com. Adel, anything to plug?
Yeah, I want to plug. I was recently on a podcast that I've guested on before that I really enjoy. I was on the show That's What I'm Tolkien About. It is a J.R.R. Tolkien chat show, and currently they are discussing The Rings of Power, the Amazon Prime series. So I went on there to discuss, I believe, episode 6 it was. So please check that out. That's What I'm Tolkien About. Also, if you're looking for something new to listen to, today I was cleaning up around the house and listening to the Yeah Yeah Yeah's new album, Cool It Down.
Whoa.
It's fantastic. So if you're looking for a new album for those fall times, check it out.
I'm probably not going to listen to that episode, Adel, no offense, but I've heard you rant for like 45 minutes about how all the elves used to be white, and I just can't listen to that anymore.
No. Aaron, anything to plug?
I'd like to plug seeing Jack Johnson in concert.
Nice.
Yeah, I would also like to plug Chillax, which is awesome group of Chicago people who do a show every Wednesday at the Yard Theater. You can message me on Instagram if you want to learn a little bit about that. I'll be there performing at least once a month, sometimes twice a month, sometimes three times a month. But I'll be there every Wednesday if you want to come and hang out with me. GPC, can you read us a review, please?
Before I do that, I have to actually something I do have to plug today. I think it's out today. My buddy Alex has a podcast called Destination Passport. I'm on the most recent episode, and I play a little character named Brian's Turtles. So if that is familiar to any listeners of our show, there's a fun crossover there. Also, it is a Weestoberfest on the Bill Buds Pod. So if you want to listen to us talk about Weezer all month long, check out Bill Buds Pod. And finally, this review, and if you want to submit a 5-star review, go to Apple iTunes, and you could get it featured on the show, is from Nothing Funny to Offer. Just want to show you my love for this show. We're no strangers to love. You know the rules, so do I. A full commitment's what I'm thinking of. You wouldn't get this from any other guy. I just want to tell you how I'm feeling. Gotta make you understand. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you. Never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. We've known each other for so long, your heart's been aching, but you're too shy to say it. Inside, we both know what's been going on, you know the game, and we're gonna play it. And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me how you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you, aka, i.e., Jet Black Arsenal. Hey, fuck you for that, but you got us, that's a... I don't think I've ever been full-on Rickrolled like that before, but job well done.
And, of course, I do want to read a Converse 5-star shopping list. These are the different types of 5-star sneakers you can find at Converse. There's a Chuck Taylor All-Star Lift Platform, the Chuck Taylor All-Star Low, the Chuck Taylor Canvas Low, and the Chuck Taylor All-Star Unisex Canvas. So,
all good options.
All very good options. Aaron, did you know that Nike has come up with a brand new shoe that is part of their Space Jam throwback era? Do you know what's featured on that?
I'm looking it up now, and it says, "It's as simple as something and nobody knows it. Her eyes are as big as a woman and knows it. Stupider, goodbye."
Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Marty Parrish did the
Now, I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor falls, the major lifts, the baffled king composing hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You started bathing on the roof. Her beauty in the most... Oh, Adel?
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Hey there, parties and games. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's another edition of Ethel's Party Games. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. And you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.